Hi there, and welcome to Brezza. This podcast dives into the inspirational backgrounds of some of the most successful leaders in modern times. Each episode will feature a new guest who will share their fascinating story and what they learned along the way. Get ready to discover their personal challenges and empowering breakthroughs. You'll now be joined by your host, Rodney, and today's special guest. Enjoy the show.
I am here with autism advocate, motivational speaker, and founder of the Crazy Guy Fitness, Jimmy Clare. Thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Tell our listeners a little bit about yourself.
Well, I'm a motivational speaker. I've been featured on, this would be my 28th podcast interview tonight. And I also run my website called crazyfitnessguy.com. I've been up and running for 3 years. Next year will be my fourth year. Scary that time flies. I run my own podcast called Crazy Fitness Guy's Healthy Living Podcast as well.
On your podcast, what things do you usually talk about or do on there?
I usually talk about similar topics that I cover on my website, like autism, fitness, nutrition, healthy living, motivation, self-care, self-help, managing stress.
And I know that you are an autism advocate. What got you into being an advocate for autism?
I'm slightly autistic as well. I want to help people so that they didn't have to go through all the stuff that I had to go through. Mm-hmm. I also wanted to help people to realize that that there's hope for the autism community, and it doesn't have to be cured. It's not a disease. It's just something you're born with. And even though that sometimes I found that I might have to, it might take me some longer than normal to learn something, I usually figure out in the end.
Right.
With a little extra guidance, but.
With your form of autism, was it Asperger's or was it just, did you just have like a different form?
It was Asperger's. I find that I don't really label myself as, fully autistic. I like to call it slightly autistic and refer to it more like that way because I like to say I'm literally the main, I'm pretty much the bridge between the people on the spectrum and people who are off the spectrum. And I like to say I'm in the middle of
in the middle there, like a high functioning.
I would say I'm like slightly where I'm this much on the spectrum where I'm not all the way towards one side. I'm like at the very beginning.
What made you want to become a motivational speaker?
That's a funny question. My mom's friend's husband, he told my mom when I wasn't able to talk right away at a certain age because I wasn't reaching my milestones, he told my mom that one day I'm going to eventually talk and I'll never stop talking. And he was totally right because now I don't shut up. and so now I thought because I like to talk a lot, and I like to speak a lot, and I was a shy kid growing up, and I was in a turtle shell. I didn't have a personality, or if I did, I only showed my personality to a select few people. Mm-hmm. But now, I've kind of, I show my personality to everyone. I like to meet new people. I talk to pretty much to everyone around me, new people that I meet constantly. And I even wave to people that I don't even know.
That's always good, because then it helps you, again, come out just a little bit more. So what do you use when you're, like, researching your motivational topics?
For me, I like to use the website Quora. That's a Q&A. I would say Q&A website or forum, maybe. Mm-hmm. And I just like to basically just see what people are asking, and then from there I might think, hey, what is that topic? And like, that topic sounds interesting. How can I take that and put in my own words and come up with a topic that would generate with my users and more new users and whatnot? I also like to use my keyword research tool that I might find. I might be searching for one keyword, and then something else comes up, and while I was finding that keyword, I was like, "Oh, this is an interesting topic I could talk about next." And I was like, "Note to self: write about this." I have a whole long list that just keep going down and down and down, and I like to have a. It's not like, and I just kind of take. Maybe the list doesn't even have to go in order, and like I don't just stuff from the top. I just like pull something out, like, hey, you know, I want to do this topic today, and or this week I'm going to do this one, and if I'm feeling it, it gets written. If I don't, I was like, I'll come back later when I have something, and then it's done. And I do the same thing for my podcast. And sometimes if I don't have anything in my podcast of a similar topic, I kind of just wing it. Well, don't tell anyone. Very unprofessional, Jimmy. You can't wing it. Watch me.
Well, speaking of writing, I know that you are an author of a blog. So tell me a little bit about your blog.
Well, my blog is Crazy Fitness Guy. I talk about autism, fitness, nutrition, managing stress, self-care, self-help. It's a weekly blog. There's topics I talk about, and sometimes I write every other week, depending on if I have a podcast that I need to get out. And I really do. I enjoy the writing process. I find it kind of relaxing. Sometimes not relaxing, depending on if the topic I'm talking about, if I'm comfortable with it, if it's like something like, should I be touching this topic? Am I good enough for this topic to talk about this topic? And I'm like, no, I'm dreading this.
Do you feel that this is that writing that is a little bit of therapy for you?
I would say so. I write in my journal every single night, just to let all the emotions out of what I feel during the day, whether I'm dealing with a broken tool on my website or a broken service I'm using. And sometimes that causes me a lot of anxiety, and it also causes me a lot of stress because I don't like broken tools. I don't like technology that breaks on me, because there's only so many free tools out there. And then I'm like, please don't tell me I have to go find a replacement. Please don't.
Oh yeah. Cause some of them I've had that happen to me before, and it'd be like something I'll get used to. And then all of a sudden it'll either, like you said, not work, or it will just, you know, they'll take it away, and it's like, I now have to find something like you said, totally different to do. What would you say is the most difficult part about what you do?
Well, for the motivational speaking part, I think one of the hard things is, well, obviously the pandemic. It kind of gets tiring. It's, it's hard of getting my name out there, but I feel like I'm doing a pretty good job of that. This is my, like I said, my 28th podcast guest appearance, which I think is pretty cool because at the beginning of this year, I was like, well, now with this pandemic, how am I even going to get my chance to get my name out there? And I joined this podcast community on Facebook, and it's like now up to 12,000 people in the group.
Wow.
And the funny part is I don't think I'm ever going to run out of content or any guest appearance is of that. If it keeps going every single day, it's like, thank you.
Did you have the podcast before the pandemic, or did you start it like when the pandemic had?
I started the podcast during the pandemic. It was for Crazy Fitness Guy's third birthday. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes, once it comes around every single year, I like to come up with something new I can offer for Crazy Fitness Guy, because then it keeps me motivated to keep doing something. Well, I keep doing what I do for Crazy Fitness Guy. And so for the third birthday, I decided, hey, you know what? I had this idea to create a podcast years ago. I never had the time to research podcasting.
So I know you have this website, The Crazy Fitness Guy. What content and things can people find when they go to the website?
Well, there's a lot of content. There's a lot of content under autism, lifestyle, fitness. There's reviews. There's tools that I currently use to live a healthy living life. I listed on the healthy resources. And so it's just a list of stuff that I use with some of why I like them, with a little description and a link to, and a button to each of the stuff. And if they want it more in depth, there's articles linking to the review post themselves, so then they can read the whole review in one place, so then they don't have to go searching for it. I also have I have my own mobile apps, so people can take my website on the go for free on their mobile phone. Unfortunately, I don't have a large database of users of using that app. That's one of my next goals in 2021. But it's been a kind of a work in progress, but this year it was mainly my website and then the podcast. The app, I finally got into a consistent phase of stuff working.
Are you going to try to get your podcast on your mobile app?
Yeah, my podcast is in my mobile app.
Oh, it's there already. Oh, okay.
Yeah, and so people can listen to the podcast in the mobile app. There's even a chatbot for the mobile app as well. Mm-hmm. And the chatbot, what's cool about it, it can help people pick their – it can help pick fitness programs from Beachbody On Demand. It's not on Beachbody On Demand, but it can help locate which programs based on their fitness level. And whether it's beginning, intermediate, advanced, and decide and what fitness program is right for them, and whether, yeah, and so I put that in the app as well. And there's a share buttons, of course, in the app, so people can share articles. They can even favorite their articles if they like, just to keep a list of their favorites. So. And they can also interact with me on social media through it as well.
Where can they find you at on, like, what is all your, where can they find you on your social media?
More like, where can they find me? they can find me on, Facebook at jimmy.claire.speaker. They can also find me on Twitter, jimmyclairespeak. And they can find me on LinkedIn, which is jimmy-claire-speaker. And they also can find me on Instagram, which is jimmy.claire.speaker. And for Crazy Fitness Guy, the easiest thing you can do is just go to crazyfitnessguy.com, and all the social media profiles for Crazy Fitness Guy is there too. But that list is so gosh darn long.
So what's next for the Crazy Fitness Guy?
I think what's next would probably be growing my app-based users, keep growing the podcast, keep growing the website. Last month, I got 1,400 visitors to my website, and I was not expecting that. It
That's
was
a
very nice surprise. I'm also hoping to, and before the end of 2021, I hope to be featured on 100 different podcasts in total. Not 100 new ones, but I mean, like, just in total, like, whatever I finish with this year and continue to next year.
Mm-hmm.
As if I do 100 new, and it's like, what? I didn't even reach a time. And I probably would also say, I would also like to be able to,
I know you got a, how much more do you like a school? I know you're going to school. What are you going there for?
I still have a long way to go with school. Huh. I jumped around 5 different majors. I didn't know what I really wanted to do. And I went from when I first started in college, I was in the personal training major.
Mm-hmm.
And then I jumped from that to web design. Then I jumped from that to game design. Then I went back to personal training. And then I went to motivational speaking, which is media studies.
Well, thank you for doing this with me tonight.
Totally. And thanks for having me.
Thank you for listening to Brezza. If you enjoyed the show, don't forget to follow Brezza on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter to get updates on upcoming content. Brezza will release a fresh new episode every Thursday, so be sure to subscribe so that you don't miss out. Also, be sure to leave us a 5-star rating on your favorite podcast. It will really help us out. Until next time.